Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jerry Jeff.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo. Break it up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. From our listeners in Japan, Canada, Sweden, United Kingdom, and many, many other places, it is Tele Tuesday, and you're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that works on training, action, leadership, but we focus on our youth. Today, we're going to have Ms. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Womb, come on with us, and she's going to be talking about that chakra number four. You know, chakras keep your body and your mind and your spirit in line. But you have to really, really understand good health. And good health equals faith. Taking care to avoid traffic accidents and making efforts to stay in good health, therefore, are all part of our being. It is important that we live wisely, striving with the awareness each day that all the actions and activities we undertake for the sake of faith contribute to our good health and well-being. That's paraphrased by one of my favorite mentors, Master Akawi Gaida. And speaking of health, you know, for those of you who suffer with that dreadful disease, diabetes is rapid, diabetes is serious. Our babies are being born with diabetes. Now, what is that about? But, you know, there is Dr. Glenda C. Davis, and our motto is, you can, you must, you will defeat diabetes. If you see her name or that advertisement, register. She starts off with a master class, and that's free of charge, and it goes through the process. But what you're going to learn, you're going to be hearing it from the real deal. You know, we have to break the ignorance here. And what she shares and how she educates and the information that you get, you know, we have to unlearn, to relearn, to learn again. We have to take care of ourselves. You know, delaying on taking action on your health means you're playing with fire out there. Diabetes is serious, okay? And Dr. Glenda C. Davis has the information for you, the education for you, and she will bring you many, many aha moments. She advertises when you're scanning through Facebook, whenever you see Dead Feet Diabetes, register for that. You're in for it. You know, you want to wake up and take charge of your health. Now, the email is thehappyhealthyteam@gmail.com. The Happy Healthy Team. And it is a wonderful team. You will find when you participate in those master classes that you're connected in with a team and you understand that you're not out there alone. But some of the stories that will be shared, some of the information that was given to you will change your life. So we're going to bring Miss Stephanie Haynes on. She's talking about that number four, moving that heart. But before she comes on, I am going to just play a little bit of this chakra number four. That's right. That heart. That heart moves everything. It's the number four of the chakras. And we have with us this evening Stephanie Haynes on the line, the author of The Healing of the Wounds. Stephanie, happy birthday to you. Belated. You know, you're Leo, and Leo celebrate the whole month. So I know it's still going on out there. And we are so happy that you are coming on with us and sharing this great, great series. You know, everybody loves chakras, so any chakra you talk about, we have our pens and pads out there waiting. Welcome in, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Linda, and thank you for having me this afternoon. And how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Stephanie, we know you're in great demand out there. You've been a busy, busy, busy lady, but you stay busy. And before it leaves me, I want to congratulate. Is it Tracy that has the clothing line, the new clothing line out there? I got that information. Is it your daughter Tracy that has that line?
Oh, that's Shantae.
Shantae, okay. I just needed to and tell her congrats to her, and I guess I'll have to go shopping, you know, get my little wardrobe spiffed up because I know those garments are beautiful. They're top of the line, made with the best fabrics. It's going to give you something to feel real good about. So I tell Shantae, I said, congrats, congrats, congrats.
I would do that. Yes, yes. So good evening, listeners. So tonight we're going to be talking about the heart chakra. I know last week you guys did the third chakra. Yes.
We didn't do the third chakra. What we did last week, there was something that was hidden, and I prayed a refresher of mother and daughter relationships because I was seeing some things and hearing some things. So we didn't do number three, but wherever you start is okay with us, Stephanie, because, you know, we love the chakra series.
Oh, okay. Then if we didn't do that, then want to start from the number one so we can be all in sync?
You want to do that? It's okay with me. I put the fourth out there, but you can start wherever you want to start because it all lines up to keep that good health and that body, mind, and spirit together. So it's up to you.
Okay, let's do this. Let's start from the beginning so everybody can understand what's happening in the fourth.
Okay.
Okay, let's do that. Let's start with the beginning.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to start with the root chakra.
Yes.
All right. So when the root is deep, there is no reason to feel the wound. Now, as the first of the chakra, the root chakra is the foundation of all the other chakras, and it is the lowest found at the base of the spine, just below the tailbone. It is also the first of what are known as the lower chakra, comprising the root, the sky crawl, and the solar plexus. Now, the Sanskrit name for these chakra is the Mulahara, which means the root, which is Mula, and the existence is the Ahara. It is from the translation that the foundational chakra has become more commonly known as the root or the base chakra. Now, the root chakra governs the foundations of our lives and core issues, including our basic needs, sense of security, our home, and family life, and how we feel in our bodies and on this earth. And these aspects of life are our roots. They help us to be grounded and not to only survive, but also thrive. Now, the energy of our root chakra determines our ability to be firmly rooted within ourselves and the world. Now, when the root chakra is functioning optimally in a healthy alignment, we have an inner sense of security, which manifests as clear thinking and good concentration, which allow us to set goals and priorities and carry out tasks in order to achieve those goals. Now, a healthy, balanced root chakra lends to a calm, steady, and grateful energy that we can harness to remain grounded yet flexible during transitional periods and to be resourceful and courageous during most more challenging times. Now, in this sense, the healthy and the aligned energy of the root chakra helps energetically fill our lives in all areas, including what we manifest and how we navigate our path during both highs and lows. Now, the root chakra imbalance. Now, when the root chakra energy are either imbalanced or blocked in some kind of way, we are impacted both emotionally and physically, which in turn influences aspects of our lives. It is important to note that an unbalanced chakra can be either underactive or overactive. Now, when the root chakra is underactive, that means it is closed in some way. As a result, we may feel restless, lethargic, anxious, and panicky. Frustration or angry, resentful, and disconnect from both ourselves and the world. Now, as a result, we may have low self-esteem and feel pessimistic, insecure, unsafe, and as though we don't fit in. Now, this often manifests as feeling overwhelmed and disorganized, finding it hard to focus on even the simplest of tasks, and then ungrounded in our physical reality. Now, if the root chakra is overactive, it is almost as though energy is working overtime. In this case, we may get annoyed or even angry and aggressive at the slightest provocation, but you get provoked. We can find ourselves too attached to the physical and the material world, and therefore overindulging in money, food, sex, and so on. We may be overly rooted position. In other words, resistant to change and obsessed with feeling secure all the time. Now, as our root chakra literally relates to our roots, it can be negatively impacted by unresolved events from our childhood that made us feel unsafe or insecure, which result in the root chakra being imbalanced. Now, as the wheel of life turns, the root chakra can also easily become blocked or imbalanced by events that threatens our sense of basic security. Whether these are real life events or perceived threats, they all act to disrupt the flow of the root chakra. For example, insecurity regarding a relationship or job ignites fear, in the healthy, aligned flow of the root chakra. Now, the root chakra governs the adrenal gland, the bladder, the kidney, the lower extremities, and the spine. Now, when this chakra is imbalanced, you can experience physical symptoms that include the following. Get your pens and paper if you don't already have them. Constipation is one. Weight issue is another. Eating disorder, either over or under eating. Fatigue, lethargic, back pain, increased anxiety, including panic attacks or similar symptoms. Feeling unsafe, negatively and or pessimist, difficulty concentrating, low self-esteem, and calmness. Now, when the root chakra opens and falls into an alignment, you may feel heat in your lower back and a little tingling sensation as previously blocked energy starts to flow again. It can result in the feeling of vibrations across our entire body as the root chakra moves energy to all parts of our physical being. We may experience certain cravings or a shift in appetite in order for us to feel more grounded within our bodies and the planet. Common sensation of an open root chakra or feeling one's feet more and feeling heavier, both of which are actually a result of being more in our body and grounded in the earth. Now, sometimes during the process of opening and balancing this chakra, we may experience a reappearance of prior alignment. Now, from which is was out of alignment on a physical level, these can range from aches and pains to digestive issues, fatigue, and even insomnia. Emotional issues related to a blocked root chakra may temporarily resurface, can be distressing, as you may feel as though you are taking one step forward only to take two backwards. However, this is actually part of the importance of healing process of rebalancing. This fundamental chakra, rest assured these feelings are temporary. Now the goddess archetype, now the goddess mother, the root chakra connects the divine feminine energy, transcends genders as it represents nurturing energy that anyone can have. The goddess mother feeds, nurturing, and provides for our needs. She is compassionate, loving, full of encouragement and optimism, and is a positive force in our lives. Now, her energy is giving to us to sustain ourselves physically and emotionally. Some of the names of the figures in history associate with the goddess mother or the Virgin Mary, the Venus, Kuan Yin. The most ancient and the powerful of these goddess mothers are Mother's Nature and Earth herself. Now, often referred to as Ginya, the mother to us all, who sustain our very existence. The name of the goddess mother have changed as mankind has evolved, but her basic persona as the bearer and the guardian of all life remains. Now, when we apply the trait of the goddess mother to the function of the foundational chakra, we are reminded of the mothering, the nurturing, the role of the root chakra. It helps us to feel secure and safe, providing a strong foundation from which we are able to flourish. And when you become your own goddess mother, you take responsibility for your circumstances and are able to manage the curveball life throws at you at times. Now, eating well, getting enough rest, and becoming less relying on others, are ways to help develop the goddess mother archetype in you. Mothering and nurturing yourself means understanding what you need and then providing that for yourself to the best of your ability. The more we can adopt the trait of the goddess mother, the healthier and the more stable we become. On a personal level, the goddess mother among my favorites to work with on my journey of healing and alignment, and is the one I resonate most deeply with. Any questions so far, Ms. Linda?
So, you know, I'm over here writing. You know what I'm doing over here. I did have one when you were speaking of that number one chakra, you know, teaches us to survive and thrive. But you answered it prior when you just spoke about the goddess mother and the function. So that was the only question I wanted to ask about that surviving class, but you answered it, so I'm fine over here.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to go into the root chakra stone. Now, the crystal associated with the root chakra tends to be darker in color, invoking the earth energy and helping us to ground ourselves. Each crystal has unique properties to heal and balance the root chakra. The red tiger eye.
Mm.
Now, it is used to overcome lethargic, which can be presented when an imbalanced root chakra. Now, this stone helps with motivating a sense of joy, deep burner, the zest for life, can be used to clarify and amplify the energy of the root chakra and in turn assist the other chakra. Now, I like to hold a few small polished red tiger eye stones during the meditation or keep some nearby during times when I feel my root chakra is imbalanced. Garnet is red or earthy brown. Now, garnet is a powerfully grounded yet energized stone. It can be used in challenging situations as it is helps us to be courageous and hopeful, thus boosting our natural survival instinct. A raw garnet is beautiful and powerful. It's useful to have on your altar and to keep nearby during meditation. The bloodstone, used in ancient Babylon, the bloodstone was considered to be magical. It's a powerful healer. It revitalizes the grounding and protective energy. It helps migrate some of the symptoms of an overactive root chakra, such as irritability, impatience, and anger. Now, a large bloodstone is very useful for meditation and rituals. You can hold it in your hands, place it on your root chakra, or use it to massage essential oil into the energy center. Now, hematite is another one. Nearly all black stone helps harmonize the mind, the body, and the soul by removing excess energy and separating your emotions from the emotions of others, thus grounding you in your own reality and enhancing your pure personal energy. Now, this stone dissolves negativity, restore balance, and acts as a protector. Now, I love using hematite, the wand, after healing sections. In rituals, I shower a bath and meditate with a hematite wand in each hand. It's a surefire way to release any energy that does not belong to you. Now, I highly recommend hematite wand for any impact. The next one is smoky quartz. Now, the smoky quartz is one of the most efficient grounding and cleaning crystals. It serves as a protective stone, acting as a stress reliever by connecting you to the earth. It can absorb and transmute significant amount of negative energy and release it into the earth to be neutralized naturally. It provides a vital shield against mental, emotional, and environmental stressors. A smoky quartz wand, a must in your crystal collection, as you can use it for healing, for meditation, and rituals to amplify the energy of your other stone. The root chakra essential oil, the recommended oil for the root chakra have earthly, calming, and grounding properties that promote peace of mind and balance. Frankincense. For thousands of years, frankincense oil has been used for spiritual purpose and considered an holy oil. It comes from trees, resins, thus connecting us to the physical world. It is a very soothing and grounding oil that can take the edge off the racing thoughts and the restlessness. Now, diffusing this oil can immediately shift the energy in your space or within you to a more tranquil state. Now, I recommend for your essential oil collection. Now, sandalwood comes from the santalum tree. Its scent can relieve anxiety and irritability. This oil is wonderful calming emotional stress and helps promote a sense of inner peace. It is often diffused and used in meditation or yoga classes to help to energetically assist those who are attending. Now, a few direct inhalations of the sandalwood oil before bed can aid with having a restful night of sleep. The next oil will be vetiver. The vetiver oil is very powerful in soothing the nerve system. Now, thanks to its calming and grounding properties, you're just going to rub this oil into the soles of your feet or the small of your back before meditating or going to bed at night. So the small of your back is still the lower back where your lumbar area is. And then we have lavender. Lavender is one of the most popular and well-known relaxing stress reliever oil is lavender. As a diffuser, this oil is instantly creates a peaceful environment. You can combine it with other oils to bring even more tranquility to yourself and your environment. And then we have patchouli. Now, patchouli, this is a healing oil, comes from the patchouli plant. It is effective at relieving constipation, which is a sister active root chakra. So you're going to massage it into your lower back and around your belly first, then in the morning to help you digest your digestive tract. Now we're going to blend all these oils together. Now we're going to name this oil the Peace of Mind Blend. Now this root chakra oil blend will help you to ground and relax, bring you to a state of inner peace and confidence. You can use your daily blend as part of a ritual or meditation, as a massage oil, or as a stabilizing fragrance by gently rubbing it on your wrist or temple. Now, these are ingredients that we're going to use. You're going to use 2 tablespoons of jojoba oil, 3 drops of sandalwood oil, 3 drops of the vetiver oil, and 2 drops of the frankincense. Then 1 drop of the patchouli. Now you're going to put all of this into a dark glass bottle, and then you're going to also need a dropper as well. Now this makes like 1.5 ounce. You're going to pour the jojoba oil into a dark glass bottle. Now, you can use jojoba oil or coconut oil or almond oil, whatever is best for you. Using a dropper, add each essential oil, cover the bottle, and swirl lightly. Now, you can massage this oil onto your lower back, the soles of your feet, your temple, your wrists as needed. Now remember, it's only for external use only. Now we're going to go into the root chakra visualization. Now just before we begin this meditation, now we normally smudge the area by using a white sage bundle or Palo Santo to clear the energy. Then either you're going to diffuse the sandalwood or light sandalwood incense, light a candle, and turn off any lights for the ambiance. So the very first thing you're going to do, you're going to find a comfortable place. You're going to lay down, or you can sit, you know, and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Exhale out through your mouth and a sigh. Let your muscles soften and your body relax. Repeat this as many times as you need it until you feel relaxed and ready for meditation. As you continue to inhale and exhale out deeply, visualize your breath coming in and out of the base of your spine, keeping your eyes closed. Repeat this to yourself, either silently or aloud. I acknowledge and honor my root chakra, and so I see it clearly. Visualize a red cube at the base of your spine. Look at the color and the size of the cube. Observe it. Now, as you continue to breathe in and out, now I want to look to see if it's spinning or static. Now notice how this cue feels and what insight you receive about any imbalance or blockage and what you may need to do in order to bring the root chakra to energetic equilibrium. Now, once you have observed the cube and obtained significant insight into the functioning of your root chakra, take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point in your body, and then gently open up your eyes. So now we're going to activate this chakra. Now just begin in a standing position. But if it's necessary, you can sit in a chair, but prefer you to stand, right? So when you stand, you're going to stand or sit tall. And imagine there is an invisible cord at the top of your head pulling you up like a puppet, right? And you're straight. Now allow this cord to help lift your head and turn straightening your spine and neck, but keeping your shoulders low and dropped. Now bring your attention to your feet and really plant them on the ground, visualizing that there are tree roots out of the soles of your feet and into the earth. Now focus on your lower back and visualize the red cube that represent your root chakra, which you identify in the visualization meditation. Start to expand this cube, seeing it come larger and brighter and more alive. See it turning in a clockwise direction, starting slowly and picking up speed until it's spinning full and freely. Visualize the energy flowing from this red cube and your root chakra throughout your body. You can visualize this as a reddish light that permeates your entire physical being. Now, as you sense this energy flooding your body, feel a deep sense of gratitude for the healthiest functioning of this energy center. Now, gently open up your eyes. Finish. So this is time to take out your pens and paper. So we're going to do a little reflection. And at this time, you take a moment, if you don't already have a cup of tea or something to drink, but ideally a decaffeinated and earthly, you know, tea such as arrobius or a dandelion. Diffuse the root chakra essential oil and gather your journal and a smooth wand, either a hematite or the smoky core, or you can have both, which you can hold in one hand or place nearby. And you can write in your sacred space, a fine and outdoor space. Nature may prove very powerful. Given this exercise, is for the root chakra. Reflect on your experiences of the root chakra, the visualization, and the activation. Think back to the scenario and traits associated with either an imbalance or blocked root chakra, which we identify either. Note if you have any insight that may have you understand what you need to do in order for this chakra to be balanced and spinning freely. Now, I have some questions for you. Question number one, do you get annoyed or agitated easily? Do you get annoyed or agitated easily? How stable are the foundations of your life? How stable are the foundation of your life? How secure do you feel about your home life, work life, finances? How easy do you deal with sudden changes? Do you avoid change, even if it could be positive, because you are fearful of it? Do you feel you deserve the things you want in life? Do you have perseverance when striving for your goals? Do you feel supported in manifesting your goals? By whom are you supported? Which is a spirit, a God, a divine force, or the universe? It's your choice. All right, so now it's time for the affirmations. Stating affirmations or mantras will help you to connect to the traits of an open, healthy, flowing root chakra. And they will help you to connect your inner strength and have faith in your ebility to withstand the ebb and the flow of life. Now, you can do this exercise by speaking the affirmation to yourself or to your mirror, reflection in a space that feels sacred to you. Now, it would be good if you can do this daily, ideally in the morning and at night before you go to bed. As you go through the process of opening and balancing the root chakra during transitional or more challenging times, you can do this multiple times a day and can also repeat the mantra silently if you don't feel comfortable speaking it out loud. All right, so again, grab your pen and your journal, and we're going to write down some affirmations. You can either say them in your head or you can say them out loud. Now, I am the center. I am center and balance. From this strong inner foundation, I know I can handle any situation that comes my way. I trust in the process of life with all its peaks and valleys. I have the courage and strength to manifest the life of my dreams. I know I deserve all that is good. I nurture myself, and life nurtures me. I am an optimist, and I'm focused, faith in myself and my ability. I trust that I am divinely guided by the universe every day. I trust that I have all that I need internally to create all I desire externally. I am a channel for peace and serenity. I choose peace and calm. All right. So that's the end of the first chakra.
Okay. I always go back and I suggest persons, you know, if you want to write those affirmations down, take your time, go back and re-listen again so that you can have them and speak them. Well, you know, I am so glad that we started. I like all the elements of the chakras because of how you break them down, especially the oils. You know, you have to take good notes. Sometimes you have to re-listen again so you can make sure that you have what you need. But I'd like to ask you, when we talk about the stones, it's always best. I noticed that you use polished. Polished stones are the best, right?
Yes, for meditation.
Okay, okay. So I have a beautiful gift that I got from one of my friends. So when you talk about the stones and the different types, I go into the little book and you know, get familiar with the look and balance off what you said so that you can get familiar with them. This is like the chakra series. No matter how many times we do it, it's always the favorite one. And we appreciate you, Stephanie. I know that you have been from city to city, back and forth. Do you want to do a we'd like to know what's going on. I know your group, your organization was at the Essence in New Orleans. How was that? Can you share a little of that with us, or are you feeling up to it?
Oh, yes. Well, I went with the Black Women for Wellness, and
okay.
We did a couple of workshops. You know, we did one on maternal health. We did one on sexual health, and we did one on breast health.
Okay.
So as we know, you know, the Essence Festival was actually designed for, you know, women of color.
Yes.
For wellness. Yes.
Okay.
To be well, to get well, and to come there and to relax, and it was really beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really beautiful, very educational, and very empowering.
Ah, and I know that persons come in from all over, and I know the food was good. Did you guys just really, really take care of yourself, health and wellness, or did you go and get some of that good boudin and gumbo?
Oh, yes,
and all
I gained 5 pounds.
Oh, you did?
Oh yeah, yeah. The food was good.
Oh yeah, you down there where it's really happening and kicking, and it's good and it's rich and weather wise, you guys was it extremely hot? Oh my gosh!
It rained some.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was nice, and I left there and went to New York.
Okay.
And did a girl trip with my daughters.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was nice.
Okay. Well, how can now Shante has the dress line, so I'll speak with you on that because does she have a catalog out or a website that one can go and look at her clothing, her line?
Yeah, it's not dresses, it's shirts.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I will send you out the link because I think the link I sent out was her private link. I sent out the one for her business.
Yeah, I want to see that and I've seen the shirts. They're beautiful. Yeah, please send it because I want to go back through it again. Those girls, I get them mixed up. They're beautiful because they're beautiful like the mom. And then I look at their daughters, and you just see that generation flowing down. You know, it's a beautiful thing with Stephanie. You know, we have been going through the weather, the complaints, the heat. All of this, I know you're out there in it too, and it's a different type of heat here than it is there. But it has been, while you were out there moving and having those workshops, we were out here sweating and looking for ice blocks to sit on, okay?
Oh, yes, it was hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it can get, I saw a few others, oh, yeah. They are really having a great time. Now my Ethel is there. I'm out of Texas, and my friend Ethel is out of New Orleans for some strange reason. I blend very quickly with Southern people, okay? but it's two different, you know, people think that the South is the South, and they all, it's all the same, but it's not. Totally, yeah, Texans are different than persons from New Orleans, but yet they're all down there together, even food-wise, even, you know, in New Orleans, they eat a lot of seafood. In Texas, there's a lot of beef, okay? So most persons from New Orleans, they don't really know about barbecue, okay? But Texans, they eat the barbecue and the shrimp, okay? Yeah, they get the best of both worlds down there, but New Orleans is more so seafood. But I know the food is good. I can see you putting on 5 pounds, so I know you're knocking it off, right?
Yes.
I know, I know. We are just like delighted that we went back. Yeah, because what happened, I saw a situation. I said, you know what? I said, I think I'm going to do this repeat action here because it was something that needed to be out there. And I'm glad we went back to number one. And that is the best way to go. But the persons, they don't care where you start. All they need to do is see chakra, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they pull those pads and pencils out because of the way you break it down and make it very, very understandable. And that's what we love. And, you know, crystal and stone is all universal. And since we're all out here of the universe, that knowledge is very helpful. I love my stones. Any stone, any crystal, I love them. You know, now I'm trying to learn which is which and is it best to have polished or none polished. And I like the oil blend. So I'm going to ask, where did I go back? You had the frankincense and sandalwood, the betel, the lavender, and the patchouli. If I can understand the most powerful, they're all powerful, but the frankincense and the sandalwood, that kind of gets to that emotional, right? So those are two oils. Can you mix those oils and diffuse them together or what? Can they be put in a diffuser together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I put a note there. And I love the lavender. I like to mix lavender. I think lavender with peppermint. So am I confusing myself over here? I know the peppermint opens up.
The lavender and peppermint is a nice blend together.
Okay. Okay. I have a diffuser. It's pretty lightweight, but if I'm traveling somewhere, that's the first thing to go in the bag, okay? That's my diffuser. And it's easier, you know, especially if you're traveling or you're in the OBASE or you're at a workshop or something and you're talking about health and wellness, it's always a relaxing fragrance, like you think that you're in a spa, and that's the feel that, you know, you want to give people when you're speaking of the wellness and you're speaking of what they're doing. Well, you know, we have done number one chakra, so we're going to move these series all the way through. Stephanie's back. She insists on starting. She doesn't like to confuse you. Even though I know you don't care where she starts, but that was a good thing, and I appreciate that. But we're not going to hold you because I know if the heat does you like it does me, you're exhausted. I do not fare with heat too well, okay? I just don't fare with it. It doesn't work for me. So if I can deal with 80, but when you start crawling up there, to the 90s, then I have a different attitude. So I need to carry all these stones in my pocket if I have to get out there in that heat, because every root chakra be going crazy, okay? It gets totally unbalanced, totally in the heat. So what do you want to give us? We're going to move to number two. Are we back on track again? Let's see. Okay, so that's going to be, we'll be, August 1st, that's beginning the month, but our month starts. And did you enjoy your birthday?
Say it again now.
Did you enjoy your birthday?
Oh, yes, I'm still celebrating. You know, I celebrate the whole month of July and August.
I know you go July and August, so you get the 2 months up in there. So jump on the bandwagon because mine will start in August, and I try to celebrate that all year. Sometimes it happens, but it don't. But we will get busy on this. We're going to chakra number two. And chakra number two is the, okay, let me get it together. I got my little card over here. I got my little homework. All right. Chakra number one, and then chakra number two. Hold on. I have this stuff mixed up around here. First chakra, third chakra. Let me open it up. I love this. And that is the sacral chakra. Correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's right. That's right there in that tummy area, navel area. So, listeners, next week we'll move into number two. Go get your oils, go get your stones, get your things you need. Sit back and relax. I share it with them. If you don't take care of your health, it doesn't matter how you are lined up there, you know. And since the pandemic and all of these events, we've learned, we are learning how to take care of our health better and understand the importance of it. If you don't have good health, you have nothing. You know, you have nothing. So we're going to all work on it over here. We're moving to number two next week. And Stephanie, we're going to tell you to have a great evening and go and relax. And please send me the link so that I can look at those beautiful shirts that Shantae have designed. That's your child. And anything that comes out of her soul and spirit is going to be top of the line. So please send that to us. And I'm going to not keep you because I know that your day has been very, very busy. You're a very, very busy lady, and we appreciate you to the highest.
All right. Well, thank you so kindly. Looking forward to seeing you. We'll talk about our conference that we're having coming up in August, August 9th.
August 9th. Okay. Was that the one I saw at I saw something at the endowment? Is that the one? Where is it going to be located?
Uh-huh. It's going to be at the California Endowment.
Okay. I saw that. And I saw a flyer. Is there registration set up for that? How is that working?
Yes, there's a registration set up for that.
Okay, I saw that. And what is the deadline cut off for the registration?
I'm not sure because I'm just not getting back in the swing of things. So,
okay.
Just look at the flyer. Sure, just go to the website. Go to bwwla.com.
Okay.
That's the website.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. I remembered something about endowment. That should be very interesting. And hey, you guys are totally about the health and wellness, and we're so happy that you're here carrying that because all of your workshops, all of your lectures are very, very educational, informative, and helpful. And it's needed. We have to have that. And I'm watching, and more people are taking care of themselves a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Because it's so much out there, so much misinformation, so much lack of information. It's like, we have to unlearn all the myths and the lies and to relearn again.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to put it. Because we have been, it's a lot of ignorance out there when it comes down to our health and our wealth and things of that nature. But we're learning. And because of the Black Women for Wellness, you guys are making sure that we stay on top of it. We appreciate you so much. Stephanie, get you some rest. I'm going to let you go. And everyone, Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Womb, we're back into our chakra series, and we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful month of August. To all you July and August Leos, you know, I have a list here. And in all of the months, I keep everybody's birthday on this list. And guess what the largest list is? The month. August. It must be 30 Leos. I said, oh, my God, I better start sending out greetings right now. Yeah, that's my largest list. I have to, it's almost like a calendar because I don't want to miss anyone. You know, birthdays are very important. You know, that's a great day. Mm-hmm. And if you miss one of those Texans, you better not show up down there, okay? So I can't, you know, so I had to make sure some of the dates, a lot I'll get confused. I get your date confused. I always want to make you later than what it is. And then I said, no. 21st, right? Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, I got it. But that Leo list, I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to you. It is full. That's the largest list. Whoa. July and August, Leos. Leos are wonderful people. You know, we're the best. What can I say? Stephanie, have a good evening. I'm going to take us on out of here. Listen to her music you out, relax you out, give you opportunity to write those and go back and listen and get those affirmations down word for word so you can set up that list. You can go back and listen because everything archives, you know, and or either stop it however way you want to do it. But get those affirmations down, get that information down, scream them in the morning. I have a special set that I don't know what chakra it was attached to, but I scream it every day and every night. So I just do a billboard up there. I just sang that song. And on that note, we're going to tell you, continue to celebrate. I will be talking with you soon. There's an event for young women that they're having through the organization, and they're having a little get-together. I'll talk to you about it, but you're in my chapter, right? So you would know this coming Saturday. No, it's the 29th that they're getting together. So if Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll keep you posted on it. I will keep you posted. Thank you, Stephanie. Welcome back. Keep celebrating. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All through the month of August, and we might go into September. We love you, Stephanie. Thank you.
Love you, too.
All right. Thank you.
You wanna make it, but you don't ever lie. been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. Now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Believe there is nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything. If you dream, you're halfway back to me. Yeah.
unstoppable. Could have gave up a long time ago. Another door that needed to get through were always closed.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way.
I want y'all to live from
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Wow. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
You know you contain the power to control. there's a song worth singing.
Break it up with Linda McKay.
I know you said it, girl.
Jerry Cass.
Yeah. Ooh,
say, ooh, ooh. Break it
we
up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
Break
it
we give, showing others how to live.
We care and share with love all through the land.